Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
NC State men's and women's basketball both are headed to the Final Four. And just hours ago, fans welcomed both teams back to Raleigh with huge celebrations.
Final Four, baby, let's go!
The whole campus is in a frenzy after a historic Sunday on the basketball court. Now, both teams just two wins away from a national championship.
Oh, so much fun. And if you love the warm temperatures we had over the weekend, we have more of that to come for a couple of days until the cold air returns.
Students here at St. Augustine's University are packing their bags and turning on those laptops starting today. Classes are online. Just ahead, we're breaking down the details as we hear from students as the university faces financial problems.
It is 6 o'clock on your Monday morning, and what a way to wake up and talk about NC State going to the Final Four, both teams, men's and women's, and of course, the bell tower still lit up in red in celebration for that. So awesome. Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, happy Monday, certainly on campus. We're talking about classes possibly being canceled. I don't know. Exams should be put
exams
on hold.
Exams postponed. Yeah,
right?
Maybe.
How about that?
Sure.
Exams postponed by some professors. That's a wise move. They've been partying all night out there. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at conditions here and another repeat from yesterday. This would be great.
Yes. Yeah, we're looking at more beautiful weather. If you like this warm weather in the mid-80s, we've got a couple more days of that for you. We'll take a live look at Rocky Mountain Mills where we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Our wind is still coming out of the southwest right now at 5 miles per hour. We'll see some gusts up to around 15, but nothing that's terribly strong today. 63 is our temperature around the triangle, but we've had a few isolated thunderstorms last night up near the Virginia line, so it's a little cooler there. We've got this pool of cool air, 49 in South Hill, 52 in Roxboro, and it's 59 in Clinton, but most of us are seeing low 60s this morning and partly cloudy skies, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue for a little bit of sunshine today. Our temperature at lunchtime in the mid-70s, and we'll be in the mid-80s this afternoon. 89 is our record high, so we don't quite get to that, but we're awfully close to it. Here's a look at the big picture. We have this boundary, this warm front that's up to our north. That's going to sink southward again and bring us a chance of a thunderstorm in our northeastern counties late this evening or overnight. We'll see partly cloudy skies. There's lunchtime, and we'll move it on through the afternoon. And then here comes that chance of a stray thunderstorm, and that's going to happen during the late evening up until around midnight. We'll continue to see that boundary affecting us again Tuesday, and then a cold front on Wednesday. I'll show you when the chances of rain look best coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Schrader this morning. It is Monday morning, 6.02 a.m. right now, and across the board, no delays if you're coming into Raleigh on all of our major routes. I-40 from the Johnson County area, delay-free at this point through the Clayton Bypass. That's good news. We'll continue to keep an eye on that. Over in the Durham area, same thing, delay-free. If you're coming in from the Wade Avenue on I-40, going over to the RTP area, we're not seeing any trouble spots out there. Give you one more live look there over on the Beltline at Lake Boone Trail. This picture keeps updating for us, and we have no trouble spots on the Beltline at this point either.
It was definitely a party on the NC State campus early this morning. Fans gathered in the middle of the night to welcome the men's and women's basketball teams back after both clinched spots in the Final Four. There they are celebrating with star player DJ Burns. The men's team got back around 1:45 this morning. The women's team got back to Reynolds Coliseum at around 3 a.m., and there was a big crowd there to welcome them even at that hour. Fans were excited.
Oh, on the men's side, Final Four bound for the first time in four decades, and riding that sweet music of a couple of DJs. DJ Burns had a season-high 29 points. DJ Horn had 20 in this 76-64 win over Duke. So now that makes it 9 straight games the Wolfpack have faced elimination and won each time. The nation sees a Cinderella story. The Wolfpack just called them contenders right now. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is over at the Bell Tower right now on campus. Kelsey, a huge celebration on campus for both the men and women, deservedly so, as they came home after their big wins.
Jeff, a huge celebration indeed. And the bell tower is lit red this morning as fans are celebrating this historic moment. This marks the first time that both the men's and women's teams are headed to the Final Four in the same year. Take a look at this video from just hours ago when fans welcomed the men's team back home after they beat Duke in Dallas. This marks the first time the Wolfpack has made it to the Final Four since the men's 1983 championship run.
Just, it's so much fun doing it with you guys, okay? The fans, everybody makes it so exciting here. Thank you so much for coming out and doing this. So proud of those young ladies.
And that was the head coach of the women's team, Wes Moore. The women took care of business last night, too, in Portland. Fans welcomed them back to campus after they beat the Texas Longhorns. And both teams will play later this week. Coming up in the next half hour, you'll hear more of fans' reaction as they're celebrating last night's epic win. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
WRL's Chris Lee is in Dallas, where the breakout star of the tournament, hey, Mr. DJ, DJ Burns, led the way for the Wolfpack in their win over Duke.
We're bearing witness to one of the greatest college basketball stories since 1983. That's when the Wolfpack last won a national title. But this year's team may have even more magic than that 83 team as they're now headed to the Final Four. The lead magician is DJ Burns. The big man only scored 4 points in the win versus Marquette Friday, but against Duke in the Elite Eight, he poured in 29 points on 68% shooting, 21 of those in the second half.
See, I've seen that a lot every single day in practice, guarding it, so it's amazing to see him doing it to someone else and dominating like that, man. I love it.
Again, like my coach said, in March you have a clean slate, and we've been taking advantage of every single moment.
Now NC State makes their first Final Four since they won it all in 1983, while eliminating a Duke Blue Devils team whose campus is only 23 miles from theirs. Even though Duke's season is over, the Blue Devils couldn't help but to give DJ Burns love on his game.
I don't know if he's like an NBA player or anything like that, but he's just one of the most unique, special players I've ever played against, so props to him.
I told him to, you know, go win it all. I told him to... that he should be proud of himself. I'm proud of him for how much he's accomplished in these last couple months. Even when he beats it, you can't hate him.
And we've beat it into your head ad nauseum. This team has won 9 games in 20 days. NC State wasn't even going to make it to the big dance, but thanks to a great ACC tournament turnout 2 weeks ago, and now a great tournament run for the last 2 weekends, they're now headed to Phoenix, 2 wins away from a potential national title. Chris Lee, WREO Sports, Dallas.
NC State women's team going to the Final Four as well for just the second time ever. They knocked off top-seeded Texas in the Elite Eight yesterday, Portland, Oregon. So now they are on their way to the Final Four for the first time since 1998 and trying to get their first ever championship.
Well, I'm just so proud of these young ladies. Again, it's a long season. We had a little stretch February. We lost a couple of road games, and I think everybody thought we were going to fall apart or whatever. And these players just kept working, stuck together.
So the Wolfpack will play the top overall seed, South Carolina, in the Women's Final Four. That happens in Cleveland Friday, with the winner advancing to the national championship game. WRL's Brett Neese will be there following all the action for us. As for the Men's Final Four matchup, NC State will play Purdue Saturday, 6:09 tip-off. WRL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter will be in Phoenix to provide live coverage starting Wednesday.
Let's get you up to speed on some other news. We are following breaking news. A person is in the hospital after shooting in Roanoke Rapids. Police say it happened near Hamilton and East 3rd Streets around 8:30 last night. The person who was shot was taken to the hospital. Police have not said what led to the shooting or whether anyone is in custody.
A major road closure starts today in Johnston County, and it'll make the trip to school a lot longer for some students when they return from spring break next week. Work starts this morning on the Buffalo Creek Bridge, right along Covered Bridge Road. That road is expected to be closed in both directions through October 28th. Johnston County Schools warns the bus routes for several schools in that area could be delayed by up to 40 minutes.
Big changes on the campus of St. Augustine's University. Starting today, all classes are virtual, and students who are living on the Raleigh campus have until Wednesday to move out. WRL's Laura Levine is live outside the university this morning. Laura, this is all happening as the school is facing a financial crisis and the risk of losing accreditation.
Renee, good morning. Well, students here at St. Aug, they began this semester remote for 2 weeks as the university made some campus repairs. And now today, it's a little bit of deja vu as classes are back online. Many students I spoke with are disappointed the university is forced to move remote now, especially seniors who are graduating in May. Some alumni and community members held a send-off for students before the Easter weekend. These measures come as the university fights to maintain its accreditation due to a significant debt burden. St. Aug is facing significant financial challenges, as we've mentioned, and leaders say they are fighting to keep the doors open. Senior Kayla James tells me this is not how she pictured her final weeks of college to go.
Worked so hard to, you know, maintain our grades so we can finish. And then for this to happen and it almost be ripped away from us after we worked so hard, it's upsetting.
So students who live on campus, they have until Wednesday at the latest to move out. As far as international students and some college athletes on the track team, they are allowed to stay. Laura Levine, WREL News, we're live in Raleigh.
10 minutes after 6, right now on your Monday, one of the stars of the Super Bowl champs is in trouble with the law. Why police in Dallas are trying to track down Rashee Rice.
Sports bars across the Triangle were hopping last night as NC State and Duke fans cheered on their teams. Another look at the joyous reaction from NC State fans after the team's big win.
And what a weekend we had. Temperatures in the 80s. We're going to continue to see that, including our home opener for the Durham Bulls. After that, some showers and thunderstorms and cooler temperatures. I'll show you the timeline for the rain.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Sports, waking up to a little bit more cloud cover for today. We're going to see mostly to partly cloudy skies and mild temperatures again, 63 in Durham, 63 in Raleigh and in Fayetteville this morning. So nice mild start for most of us. So heading out the door, you may not even need a jacket with these mild temperatures. Again, a little bit more cloud cover for it today and a little bit of a light breeze. Should be pretty pleasant walking the dog this morning in most spots. Up near the Virginia line, we're a little bit colder. But by lunchtime, mid-70s and we'll be in the mid-80s, close to record highs this afternoon, and we stay dry. Now, as we get into tomorrow and especially Wednesday, we see a gradual increase in our chance for rain. Our best chance likely to be Tuesday night into early Wednesday. We'll walk you through the timeline and then show you some much colder temperatures for the end of the week. Brett?
Taking a look at traffic. Thanks, Elizabeth. And right now we got green across the board. That's the good news here at 614. Not seeing any kind of delays out there on the roads. Not seeing any incidents either. We're going to continue to keep an eye on that and let you know if anything does pop up. If you're taking 87 to Wade Avenue, coming in from the eastern side of Wake County and trying to get over to the other side of Raleigh, delay free so far this morning, Renee.
Brett, thanks. A Robinson County man is expected in court today facing several charges, including kidnapping. This comes after a 2-year-old at the center of Sunday morning's Amber Alert was found safe. 36-year-old Earl Locklear is in jail on no bond. His charges include kidnapping, larceny of a motor vehicle, and resisting an officer. It appears the little boy is back home with family. A relative posted this video on Facebook showing the 2-year-old in a vehicle with the caption, "He is safe."
Police in Dallas are searching for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice after a multi-car crash. Police say this crash was the result of a Corvette and Lamborghini racing on city streets. Both drivers left the scene of the crash after it involved several other cars as well. Reports indicate Dallas police believe Rice was driving the Corvette. At least 4 other people were hurt. There's no word on what charges Rice may be facing.
It is a great time to be an NC State sports fan. Celebrations took place on and off campus after a historic night for Wolfpack basketball. At the NC State Bell Tower and at sports bars across the Triangle, fans went wild as the Wolfpack knocked off Duke. As the teams played each other hundreds of miles away in Dallas, Fans from both sides gathered locally to watch the game.
It felt good to feel my friend lose.
We're the only, like, double number seed left, and, like, we are the team that, like, has come that far. We are the story.
Students on NC State's campus poured out onto Hillsborough Street after the win. They ran to the bell tower to celebrate the team's Final Four berth together.
Answering that question, why not us? Well, it is you, and they are that team this year. It's pretty exciting. If the slipper fits, just wear it to the Final Four. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Another great day on tap here as we get our work week started.
Yeah, loving the warm temperatures. It's not going to stick around all week, so if you like it, get outside and enjoy it for today and tomorrow. Here's a live look at Goldsboro. You'll notice that as the sun comes up, we're seeing a little bit more cloud cover for today, so it'll be partly to mostly cloudy. A live look at Apex Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, our newsroom there in Fayetteville. Here's a look at the big picture. You can see some of the cloud cover that's underneath this warm front. This warm front's going to dip southward again like it did last night. We had a few isolated thunderstorms near the Virginia line. And we do have a level one risk for our northern counties, north and east. So that's going to be Halifax, Northampton, and Warren counties. And a level one risk for some of these storms late this evening and overnight. Let's walk through it on Futurecast. We'll kick things off at about 5 o'clock, and you can see the partly cloudy skies. We'll see that boundary drifting southward. At 8 o'clock, it's just to the north. But between 10 and midnight, that's going to be the spot where a few of those could produce some gusty winds. It's going to be in and out very quickly. But again, we could have some strong gusty winds with that. And then for tomorrow, same story. We'll be partly to mostly cloudy for the bulk of the day. And as we get into the evening, there could be a few isolated showers near the Virginia line. The cold front comes swinging through, bringing some thunderstorms late on Tuesday night into early Wednesday. And then on through around the middle of the day on Wednesday, you can see these isolated storms that pop up. There's lunchtime Wednesday, and then it all moves on out. And then we're done. We have clear, dry conditions. Now, we're really not looking at a whole lot of rain out of this, potentially as much as a half an inch in our northeastern counties where that boundary is. But for the rest of us, probably going to be somewhere around a quarter of an inch. It's going to be fairly scattered. So a 20% chance for today, again, in the northeast. And then tomorrow, it's going to be, again, right along the Virginia line. And then on Wednesday, we'll have a better chance of seeing scattered showers and maybe some isolated thunderstorms across the area. Dreamville Festival is likely to be nice and bright, but on the chilly side, it'll be cool on Saturday with a high only 60, and then on Sunday, 66 degrees, plenty of sunshine both days. And I think folks would probably rather have the sunshine versus the rain, even if it's going to be a little cool. But speaking of cool, we have several mornings in the 30s, and so we have the possibility of a frost advisory for any of those early mornings by the end of the week. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. 619, and we got green across the board on the Beltline, which is good news if you're using that this morning to get to work. If you're taking 40 out past Wade Avenue over to the RTP area, not seeing any delays out there either. Let's look at a couple of our delay boards. We have on the southern side of Raleigh on I-40, if you're trying to get from the 440-40 split over to US 1, delay-free right now, which is good news. Over in Durham, the Durham Freeway looking good as well in both directions. Not a delay to be found. We're going to continue to let you know if anything pops up, including any incidents out there on the roadways. Renee and Jeff.
There's a lot of work happening this week at Dix Park in Raleigh. The final preps for the huge Dreamville Music Festival coming up this weekend.
And confusion on the court ahead of the Elite Eight game for NC State's women. The trouble officials had with where some of those lines were placed. That's coming up in What's Trending. And this morning on Today, Al Roker reports live from the annual White House Easter Egg Roll. We'll hear from him and two special guests. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL. And we have this look at your winning NC Education lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, some controversy on the court as the NC State women moved on to the Final Four.
It wasn't the team's fault, but check this out. As you look before the game, the coaches noticed the three-point lines on the court in Portland didn't match. Like, one was farther away from the basket than the other, different distances. Fans watching the game from home just couldn't believe it. The officials tried to use a couple different methods there to measure the difference. Both coaches agreed, though, let's just play on. Each team would get a crack at each end the same amount of time, so fair's fair.
And that was the you know, situation like from the beginning when all these other teams played on there. And one of the three-point arcs is about 6 inches closer to the basket than the other. And is it an advantage or a disadvantage? Well, they found that teams shooting on the closer arc had a 25% shooting percentage, and then the ones that was standard, 33%. So players used to that farther arc. Interesting.
Deep.
Yeah. Well, here's a trio you might not expect to see hanging out together. Snoop Dogg, Robert De Niro, and Austin Butler spending some time together at a party over the weekend. Snoop's son, Cordell, shared the photos and videos on social media. Austin Butler, an actor who was starred as Elvis in that biopic.
Okay. That's a couple different generations there. I love Snoop with the Olympic gear on he's wearing there, promoting the NBC Olympics. He's got the peacock on the back right there. That's pretty cool. But De Niro's 80. Snoop's 52, and Austin Butler's 32, so representing.
If walls could talk.
right on.
The last two spots in the women's Final Four will be decided tonight. One of those spots will come down to a game between Iowa and LSU. That's a rematch from last year's national championship game, and it brings together two of women's basketball's biggest stars, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. The winner of that game will play the winner of a game between USC and UConn.
Well, starting today, we won't see as many students here on St. Augustine's campus, and that's because classes are going online. Just ahead, hear from some college students here about the challenges the university is facing and how it's impacting them.
And it's a fairly small chance for thunderstorms, but the Storm Prediction Center just put our northern counties under a level one risk for severe storms. I'll walk you through when to expect it coming up.
There's been a celebration into the early morning hours at NC State right there at the Bell Tower after a historic Sunday on the basketball court. WRL was on campus as both the men's and women's teams arrived back home early this morning, both Final Four bound.